Tampa has a new police chief. Chief Jane Castor was sworn in this afternoon after being unanimously approved this morning by the Tampa City Council.
Well, I'm just here this morning asking for your support and my taking the position of the chief of police for the city of Tampa. It's obviously a great honor for me to be able to lead the best police department in the nation. And I want to thank all of you for the support that you've given to the police department in the past and look forward to the same outstanding relationship in the future.
Castor is the city's first woman and its first openly lesbian police chief. She served as the Tampa Police Department's liaison to the gay and lesbian community. LGBT advocates such as Equality Florida have said they are thrilled at Mayor Pam Iorio's choice of Castor to become chief. City Council member Mary Mulhern quipped that this was the first time people were happy she pulled an item off the consent agenda for discussion.
I just want you to know that every person I've talked to in the city of Tampa since this news came out has had nothing but good things to say about you. So hopefully that continues as your chief. And we're just thrilled, and I'm personally really happy to have a woman police chief.
Council Chair Thomas Scott told Chief Castor he hopes she ensures diversity in leadership appointments in the police department. Joseph Caetano, who represents North Tampa on the council, also asked Castor about diversity.
I only see one woman out there. Do you have more women that you're going to be promoting?
Oh, yes, sir. We have. Okay. Our staff is very reflective. Our department is very reflective of the community that we serve.
I'm proud of you, and I'm proud of our police department.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Mayor Iorio named Chief Jane Castor to replace retiring Chief Steve Hoag last month. She is not related to the family of U.S. Representative Kathy Castor. The council also asked city staff to prepare a draft update of Tampa's human rights ordinance to include transgender individuals. Philip Dinkins is a member of the city's Human Rights Board.
We request that the Tampa City Council direct the legal department to draft an ordinance that would update the language on Chapter 12 of the Tampa Code of Ordinances to add gender identity and expression as a protected class under the city code. We appreciate council's continued efforts to protect our citizens from discrimination and ensure that Tampa remains a progressive and dynamic city in the future years.